Matt Greenwood for Regional Radio, joined by Colin Mann, fastest Dream Team athlete for the Tigers baseball team this year. A first-time member on Dream Team, and it's his senior year, so last chance for him, and he got in. So in that regard, big congratulations to you, Colin, and just sort of, if you wouldn't mind, just share with us kind of what this honor means to you.
Oh, thank you. I mean, it's a big honor just to be with all the names around Jefferson County, all the big names and all the sports, and I just really, really appreciate it.
I mean, there's such a great field of talent in Jefferson County and actually all the counties in the regional radio listening area. And, you know, you go up against the likes of Windsor and Jefferson and St. Pius and get a chance to really see some great talent out there. What was sort of your assessment as to how you did against them?
I mean, playing schools around us, it's always fun to try and go out there and compete. It's always, you always got that added level of anticipation and adrenaline playing the closer schools. So I just always try to go out there and give 100% every time we played a school around there.
You seem like you kind of got your future set for you. You haven't decided on a school, but you Sunday you received a scholarship, the Andy Hobsieger Memorial Scholarship for $1,000. So you got $1,000 going into whatever college you choose. What was it like to sort of get that honor on Sunday?
Oh, that was a real honor. I mean, I was blessed to get it. I mean, it's just it's an amazing game. Everything amazing around Andy Hobsieger and all that. It's just a great honor to me. I'm grateful for it.
What were some of the things that, I mean, was it a process where you had to submit your name to it and certain things? Did you have to apply for it? You know, how did that process work out?
I don't know. I didn't know I was getting it until Sunday.
Oh, wow.
Like, right before the game. Coach told me to take my catcher's gear off. I was like, I didn't know why. And then they called my name, and I was like, that makes sense now.
So you got out there. You got a chance to shake hands with Drew Toombs. I don't know how much, how many times you got a chance to play Drew Toombs, but obviously another great kid, a great baseball talent over for St. Genevieve. When you were able to go out to home plate and shake hands with him, what was that moment like for you to be able to shake his hand and then have the coaches come out and take a picture with you and just the whole process?
Oh, it was fun. I mean, I've been playing against Drew even since we were playing select ball at like age 10 and 12, we were playing against each other. It's always fun playing against him. He's a really good guy. And I'm glad we have kept playing each other all the way up through the years.
Let's look at some stats for you for this year. 356 batting average. You actually had two home runs, 27 driven in. You wore five pitches as well, walked seven times, only struck out seven times in 73 at-bats. And only seven balls got past you as a catcher. So when you look at the numbers, when you think about the numbers, kind of what stands out to you?
I don't know. I always try to, with two strikes, I always try to make an approach to where I put the ball in play rather than strike out. So I always kind of try and pride myself on the low amount of strikeouts.
And, yeah, seven, which is not a lot. You're a three-year starter for Coach Montgomery and the Tigers. You've earned the first-team all-conference honors as a junior, all-district as a junior. You're a member of the National Honor Society. A dream teamer is not just what you do on the field, but what you do off the field as well. So what are some accomplishments that you've had, some things that you've done that you're most proud of?
Probably the thing I'm most proud of is just graduating high school with the summa cum laude thing, with this, I think, above a 4.0 throughout all 4 years. So I guess that's the thing I'm most proud of.
I know you haven't chosen a college, but you said you're looking at some. Is that something you want to keep quiet for now?
Yeah, because I really haven't made any 100% decisions yet, so I'm just going to try and keep thinking that over and hopefully make one soon.
Here in Legion Baseball, it's a chance to keep improving, keep getting better at what you're already good at. So what are some of those things?
I mean, just coming out here every day, it's a good time to just keep your swing as good as you can. And then it's always good to catch different pitchers that I'm not used to catching all school year. And just the repetitions you get all summer, it's just good for everything.
Couple more things for you, Colin. A great graduating class for you this year. Brennan Pryor, Matt Rosen, just to name a few, to name a couple, really. What's it been like, this ride with the Festus Tigers?
Oh, it's been fun. I mean, all the guys on the team, all the seniors and juniors, just all the way down there, just great guys, and I just love playing with them. And it sucks that it's over, but it was fun while it lasted.
Friendships for life sort of thing?
Yeah, I'm trying to stay in touch.
All right, and one last thing for you. You don't get to this spot without a little help. Obviously, you put in the hard work, but people are there to sort of coach you, give you instruction, kind of mold you into who you are. So name for us some of those people.
Well, of course, my parents, and then just my family in general, and then just all the Legion coaches and high school coaches, and then I've had a hitting coach I've went to since I was like 10 years old. Jeremiah, I really thank him for my swing, pretty much. He shaped it pretty well. So, yeah, just all my coaches throughout all the levels, I'm just very thankful for that.
Colin, congratulations on being a Dream Team athlete. Thanks for being with us today.
Oh, thank you.